Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
These beautiful things that I've got.
Alice, it is hot. It's actually super hot. And those mics are particularly hot. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Friday. All day, all day. And this part of the show is brought to you by our spectacular Odyssey app. Yeah, you can get your Tay all day on there. Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y. But day after day after day.
Did you say bidet?
Bidet after bidet, you can listen to our show live wherever you are on planet Earth. Anywhere. I guess as long as you got internet, right? We're there. You can listen to our podcasts on there. And actually, the podcasts, hooray, everyone. They're back up. They're working nice on everything. And we're...
Yay!
Yay! Woo, 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 woo. Sorry for the delays. I know we ask a lot of you when we're saying get this Odyssey app. Everything in the world is a work in progress. And this is... The Odyssey app is no different. We love that thing. And we want you to have it and use it and enjoy it. The Odyssey app is the ultimate audio destination for music, news, sports, podcasts. Keep it here on the Alice all day because every other hour, so this is one of the other hours, right? On the even hours, we're going to be playing Fortnite, the new single from the brand new Taylor Swift. Surprise, it's a double album, The Tortured Poets Department. We've been listening to tracks from this all day. This hour is no exception. We're going to do a few for you. Brent and I, we thought we're going to play every track on this record. And we woke up to a double album with 31 tracks and went, no, we're not. We're not going to be able to do that. So Brent's been going through and picking and choosing and walk us through it. What do we got this hour, Brent?
All right. Let's start with one that she actually intros. Let's see here. I have her introing My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys.
Oh, this is fun. So we just read a review that's saying this is about Joe Alwyn kicking over her sandcastle.
Right.
That she's
we'll see what she says about
okay,
it.
Okay, let's see.
My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys is a song I wrote alone. And it's a metaphor of, you know, from the perspective of a child's toy, being somebody's favorite toy until they break you and then don't play with you anymore, which is, you know, how a lot of us are in relationships where we are so valued by a person in the beginning and then all of a sudden they break us or they, you know, devalue us in their mind and we're still clinging on to no, they, you should have seen them the first time they saw me. They'll come back to that. They'll get back to that.
No.
So it's kind of like a song about denial, really, so that you can live in this world where there's still hope for a toxic, broken relationship.
All right.
Oh, that's rough.
Dang.
That is rough. Toxic, broken relationship. I clung on for 6 years, and now I've got a great album.
And okay. Here's a song.
Here we go again. The voices in his head called the rain to end our days of wild. The sickest army call. Purchased at the mall. Reveal lets descend my plastic smile. But you should have seen it when he first got me. My boy only breaks his favorite toys.
Maybe I'm late to this party, but I just listened to these songs this morning. I just feel like I'm just listening to like a woman in full, like someone who is just peaking. in her songwriting and poetic ability. And maybe she goes on to be, you know, even better and better and better. She's 100 years old and still writing smash hits. But damn, these songs are good.
I have a visual of a woman with a flamethrower. But okay, we both have different
ideas. No, she's armed and dangerous. There's no question about that.
You know what's weird about this is that while I've known that dude's name through their relationship, because, you know, occasionally you'd tell us a story, I have no effing idea who this guy is without her having made him famous. None. I've never seen, like, nothing.
I'm going to look. What has Joe Alwyn been in? I feel like, was he in The Kingsman?
No.
Who's that guy? What the hell has, I'm typing this in.
I have no idea who this guy is other than the Kingsman some guy is, who landed her.
Taron Egerton.
Oh, yeah, I love that guy. Yeah, he's great. She should have dated that guy.
That guy's
Elton
cool.
Elton John movie.
All right.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Taron did.
We still don't know who Joe Alwyn is.
What? Hold on. Let me rephrase this. They don't seem to like the way I wrote
it. Well, I have a bunch of them here. It says, Catherine called Birdie, Stars at Noon, The Last Letter from Your Lover, which I haven't heard of any
of these. Okay, zero heard of any of these yet. What is, like, Joe's biggest thing? It's Taylor, isn't it?
It does feel like his biggest thing is this. Like,
I'm
dude,
the biggest,
and you
it's me.
Are now famous in America because you're getting torched.
Torched. You know what's crazy? So, sounds like he sucks as a person.
He was in Harriet, that movie.
I don't know that movie. Sorry.
It's about Harriet Tubman, I believe. Yeah.
Oh.
That movie from, what year was this? I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah, that was just a couple years ago.
2019.
Okay. Nope, so he was in that. I did hear that, but I didn't see it. He could have really spun himself into something. Like, you know, you're with Taylor Swift for 6 years. If you hadn't been such a freaking recluse, and if you'd gone out and just, you know.
Well, they did date through the pandemic. I mean, I don't know.
That's true. But they could have, like, gone on social media together.
I'm just saying. I mean, she could also have left a long time earlier.
That's true.
You hear some women say, well, I don't have means. And you go, yeah, okay, I understand that. Taylor had the means.
She sure did.
Yeah, he could have left.
Yeah. Shit. I wonder how it was before. I wonder if this is like a pandemic death. You know, if they broke up in 2023, that means they've been together since like 2017, 18. So they had a couple years there where they maybe were super happy. And then when they couldn't leave because they were trapped, maybe things started to get really yucky.
Well, this kind of relates to the title of the next song here that I'm about to bring up.
All right.
It's called I Can Do It With a Broken Heart.
Oh. All the pieces of me shattered as the crowd was chanting more. I was grinning like I'm winning. I was hitting my marks. Cause I can deal with a broken heart.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so depressed. I act like it's my birthday. Every day. I'm so obsessed with him, but he avoids me. Like a plague. I mean, she is just so, sometimes she skirts around things. That's pretty direct. That's amazing. Like, I don't know how long that tour's been going on for, but it feels like forever. And I wonder if the, you know, as that started, this was, her other thing was falling apart. I can do it with a broken heart. I can hit my marks. I paste a smile on my face and act like every day's my birthday. This is really good. I love her. I wish I had time to be a Swiftie. I really don't. But if any of them text in, Vinny, let me know. Let me know if they've got something fun to say. You know, I just really can't count myself among their members.
510 says, good thing she didn't leave earlier. She wrote a great album.
Yeah, she did.
Yep. All right, give me what else you got here.
I have a few more.
Yeah,
all right.
Let's do it.
Here's, let's say, I Can Fix Him.
Oh, it's, hold on, it's, I Can Fix Him.
I really can't.
It's so good.
I can fix him. No, I really can't.
No, I really can. They shake their heads saying, God, I love her when I
be an angel all night. Trust me, I can handle me a dangerous man. No, really, I can.
That's pretty good. That's pretty fun. Everybody thinks they can. I got it. I got this.
Yeah, I mean, she does mention in one of the earlier clips you played about denial, and that definitely plays a role in people's heads, no question. So.
They stick around so much longer than they should have. If they were standing on the outside of it looking in, they'd go, that chick should leave. Damn. Or that dude should leave, whatever the case may be. All right, anything else you want to...
Yeah, have like a few more if you want to get to them.
I want to. I love this.
So this next one's called L-O-M-L.
Yeah, what does L-O-M-L stand for?
I believe it's love of my life, but I'm not 100% sure. Here it is.
If you know it in one glimpse, it's legendary. What we thought was for all time was momentary. Still alive, killing time at the cemetery.
The lyric we were reading in that review. Mm-hmm. That's good.
You stalked me under the table, yeah.
Right, yeah, stalked me. Well, they put the letter S and then talk. I mean, it does spell stalk.
Right.
I realize I screwed it up. Hey, can I ask you a favor?
Sure.
I want to read through, because I'm reading through the, I know we basically stayed in the first half of this record today, because surprise, it's a double album. So there's all these songs nobody knew were coming. Do you have instant access to these? Can I ask you for some? There's a few here that I would like to hear a little of as we're kind of wrapping our part of this process up. There's one and actually we could have Vinny, if you like any of these titles, stop me, okay? There's one here called...
So this is going to be from the second half of the...
From the second half of the album, right. It's track number 23, I Hate It Here. I hate it here. Because I'm actually fishing and seeing if I can find some of the... Supposedly, there's some, like, cute little things about Travis Kelce on this record. And I'd like to try to find those.
I Hate It Here, I'm assuming, is England, not Kansas City?
No idea.
Maybe it's Kansas City, but I love him. Who knows?
Like you are a poet.
I Hate It Here.
Trapped inside the body of a finance guy. Tell me all your secrets. All you'll ever be is my eternal...
Okay, this is definitely not it. How about this one? I like this one. This is right up my alley. I Look in People's Windows. Number 25.
Yep, I see it. Okay. Here we go. Let's see if I can just...
She said on Sarah's behalf.
That's right. I like it. Taylor also likes to look at people's...
As you boarded your train south, 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 south. A feather taken by the wind blowing. I'm afflicted by the night knowing. So I look in people's windows, transfixed by rose golden glows. They have their friends over to drink nice wine. I look in people's windows in case you're at the table. What if your eyes looked up and met mine one more time?
I just feel like there's going to be so much for me to love on this record. I really think that's beautiful. I mean, it's not the same kind of into people's windows looking I do, but believe this one guy. Yeah, I don't know. Do you have any guesses? What might be about
Let's
him?
See. I can look on the interwebs to see.
Oh yes, let's look on the interwebs and see if we can find anything about it. Like, which ones of these are about Travis? I want to hear about the current love, not the desperate hate and the messy breakup. Very exciting, though, to have woken up to a double album today. And we talked about this a little bit earlier, but this week at the Grove, there was like a pop-up installation of a bookcase and all these little kind of tchotchkes and books and typewriters and clocks and all kinds of little things that were about this tortured
The Alchemist?
Department.
Is there a song called The Alchemist?
Yeah, we actually played that earlier. Is that about him?
That's what they say is about Travis.
That's the first one that I saw, too.
The Travis song is called So High School.
Oh, So High School? Okay, great. That's,
let's see if I can find So High School.
That's number 22.
Number 20. Okay. All right, here we go.
All right.
Just go ahead, jump ahead a little bit.
I kind of want to revisit this topic maybe on Monday, like we'll be, because the Swifties will have had the whole weekend with us. I have a feeling that the breakdown on this record and the dissection is going to be profound. Like
elaborate,
this is, or like the people. I'm psyched for Swifties. I've been thinking about my friend Heather all day. She's like she loves Taylor so much.
Hi, Heather.
Hey, Heather. And everybody's got that friend who's like, or is a super Swiftie. And I just feel like so happy for them. Like, this is what fun. What a very, very nice thing to get something like this from such an incredible artist. And it's just great. All right, I'm out of time here. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I have some doobie weed news with 420 around the corner. And more after these.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at
97.3.
Oh. Oh, yeah. It is about damn time. Well, I am kind of a bitch, so I'm not hurt by it. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Hello, a Friday, people. Listen to Jane. Today at 5:05. Right now, she's out doing a beach cleanup with the Odyssey One Day One Thing.
Go, Jane.
All the volunteers. We have a ton of people from the station, all the stations over there. Odyssey, it's a big deal for Odyssey. But Jane will be back. She'll be doing her Friday show. Jane wants you to get this keyword she's got for you at 5:05. When you hear it, text it to 20357, and that's it. You'll be entered for a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Benson Boone on May 1st at the Masonic.
The Radio Alice Report.
I was making plans to hang out with my boy Rage, and we were going to go do the one thing together. And then all of a sudden he goes, oh, wait a minute. You can't go do that. You're on the air.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh. And we both realized, like, wow, we sat there while they talked about it, and none of us caught the actual time and day of the event.
Right. It's, yep.
Dum-dums. Nice. Anyway, I think Rage is out there, too. So, Jane, Rage, the rest of the Odyssey crew,
I love it.
Beach cleanups are very important.
They are.
Lots of people will hit the beach and leave everything behind for someone else to get.
What is this, Mad Men? Stop it.
Oh, the park rangers get that, right? I mean, don't they?
That's actually not their job, believe it or not.
Isn't that their job? Are you sure, Sarah?
You know, actually, I'm not, but I'm going to guess no.
The truth is that
not
that's,
their job.
It's your job. You made a mess. Take it home with you.
Leave nothing
and,
but
and then
prints.
It's otherwise it's Odyssey's job. Now we're out there picking up after everybody.
That's right.
Good job,
that's
Odyssey.
That's our one thing. Oh.
Oh, I got to do a tag. What am I doing?
What's that noise? Very loud noise happening right now.
Oh, I don't snap. Hear it. Can I hear it? Put it into my headphones.
I'm not sure.
Was it a plane?
Oh, it could be a plane.
Oh, is a bird? What is happening? House?
Was it Superman? Was it a bird?
Is it a bird? Is it a plane?
Oh, no. It's,
sorry. He's my coming. Bad. I probably no one could hear that. It just was like, oh, my God. That's crazy.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Alice Sales Department. Keep playing the Superman music. They are Superman. You could be hearing your ad here. Email advertisesf@odyssey.com. That's advertisesf@odyssey.com. To get your business rocking on Alice.
Our whole sales department's out there cleaning up a beach right now. These are good, solid people who will do your business a good, solid.
That's right.
They'll be back to take your call as soon as they get that trash put away.
That's right.
Respond to your email.
If you respond to your email, right, we don't have phones. What am I talking about?
Phones? What are those?
Maybe some clouds today, but... And some sun, so partly cloudy is the expected weather for the day, but the weekend is looking all sunshine. So let's go rip it up out there, everybody.
Huh. Thumbs up.
That leaves a lot.
Yeah,
boy, that applause left a lot to be desired. I don't know what was going on there. One clap. Like, huh? Ish. Okay. Hey, I wanted to announce this again real quick for our friends at the San Francisco Zoo. Mayor yes. London Breed has announced the San Francisco Zoo will be receiving giant pandas. We'll get a pair of giant pandas in a deal made with the China Wildlife Conservation Association. Someone has written in, and again, these are texts. I don't know for sure what everyone knows. But I do see someone wrote in and said, we pay basically $1 million a year to have the pandas here. And that money goes to the cause of taking care of the pandas or like some kind of panda fund back home in China. So it's actually cool to hear that. You know, that's all right. You know, you pay for it, but it goes to take care for these animals and certainly cool.
Help breed more of them, hopefully.
I got to see them as a kid, and I think all kids should get to see. It's great to see nature and have an opportunity to kind of go, yeah, this world is rad. Mm. There's cool stuff all over the place.
Yep.
Do you know what kind of sound a panda makes?
No.
Roar! Yeah, that's what I thought, because it's kind of bearish, right? So I thought it would growl like a crazy, strong, grizzly bear or something. Yeah. It's more like a goat here. Here it is. That's the sound it makes. What's your question?
I'm just amazed.
That's the sound it makes.
They don't say a lot, do they? Oh,
no, they don't. They don't.
Uh-huh. Oh,
isn't that crazy?
Oh, yeah, dolphin.
I've never heard.
Got a dirty butt, doesn't it?
I just think someone needs to shampoo that thing's rear end. It's like devastating.
You really don't. You know, if you're black and white, you really want the black on the butt.
Agreed, Vinny.
It's like
really...
having black underwear. I mean, it's much safer play.
Yeah. Right? No, you made the call. That's an F up on God's part right there.
Oh, right.
I'm sorry about it, but that thing needed black pants. Vinny called it.
I don't have my bell. Or ding, I would ding, say ding, go. Ding.
Oh, here you go.
God's like, yeah.
Thank you.
You know, that's a good point.
I didn't think that one through. Black butt. Right. Duh. Durr.
Can't change it now. Too late. It's in all the books.
I was thinking the black feet. That makes sense, right? Black feet, right.
Right. Oh, there you go.
But black butt, right.
Yeah. No, I went white around the butt. That just, I can see it now. I do see it. Yeah.
Tomorrow is 420. What does that mean to you?
420?
It probably means nothing to you. Most people go, yeah, who cares? It's another day.
I don't go two cares. I'm all like, this is a dream come true, bro.
But if you're into the doobie weed, tomorrow's your day. And they say, and this is a special 420.
Oh, yeah, why?
Because if you drop the zero in 04, it's a palindrome.
Okay.
People 4/20/24.
Yeah, I get it.
4/20/24.
4/2.
It's the same both ways.
4/2/0/2/4. It's amazing.
Get it, bro?
Yeah, I get it, bro. You know what? Let Jane know about that, because Jane is definitely the only one who gives a rat's ass about that kind of thing in this building. She's like, oh my God, it's 11:11. It's 3:33.
All right, let me try this. I'm gonna blow my mind. Spike it up for you a little.
Okay.
Not only is 4/20/24, if you drop the zero, a palindrome, but that won't happen again for another 1,000 years, bro.
Oh, but you still have to drop the 04?
Yeah, well, yeah. But then, but April 20th, 3024, a 1,000 year space between the palindrome of Doobie Weed Day.
That's amazing. How are you sure? That seems like way too long.
I'm not sure.
Won't there be a 21/24? And in that case, there would be another 4/20/24. Like, isn't that just 100 years from now?
I feel like somebody that's already high made this up.
Yeah, someone stone came up with that.
It won't happen again for another 1,000 years, bro. What?
I feel like it's 100 years. But also, I'm wrong about things.
Hold on. You just had this date in your mind. Write it down and tell me if it works. Okay. Write it down.
Let's do it.
Are you talking about 4/20/21/24? The next time 24 rolls around,
I'm
there'll be
saying
a 4/20.
4/20/24, which is a palindrome. Uh-huh. By the way, this is all right here in front of me, so I did not put any effort into this. They say here, 4/20/24 is a palindrome, and it won't happen again for 1,000 years.
Okay, hold on. I think, are they saying?
April 20th, 3024.
Yeah, that's not right, though.
Oh, boy.
It isn't. 21/24, we'll drop the 21. In the 2100s, we will be calling it 01, 02, 03, 04. It'll get to 24, and we'll have a 420 in the year 2124, 100 years from now. Some stoned person came up with this.
Like, but you have to, okay.
I wrote it down. I'm going to, you know, we're dropping the 20. So if you're going 420, 420, 2024, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
4/20/2024.
Oh, no. 4/20/24.
4/20.
Same in reverse.
And then 24. It is, and it will be again in 100 years.
You know, if you took the V in Vinny's name and changed it to an E, it would be a palindrome.
That is true. Yeah. It would be any. Any.
Is that right?
Any. Yeah, Eni. It would be Eni. It would be like
E-I-N-N-I-E.
Backwards. All the time I've had to think of that, and I have never thought of that. Weird.
Incredible. I just don't understand what they're saying with the
sign. I don't either, so let's just move on. According to a new survey, 59% of Americans say people should have the freedom to legally grow cannabis at home for personal use. The number jumps to 81% among cannabis consumers.
Oh. Hmm. Well, I totally agree that you should be able to grow whatever you want. It grows.
And for those of you that do celebrate 420, I just want you to know there are food deals out there for you. So look around
Taco
before
Bell.
You make your food order.
7-Eleven, White Castle, In-N-Out.
Yeah.
A 21-year-old college kid in California applied for 4 different jobs. But unfortunately, already knows she's not going to hear back.
Why?
Apparently, 21-year-old Claire Schmidt had been searching for gigs while finishing up at Chapman University. And she recently applied for 4 jobs before catching a pretty glaring mistake on her resume. Oh. She says, near the bottom of the second page, I accidentally added a photo of Miley Cyrus when she was Hannah Montana standing next to a horse. She says, I know how it happened. I was taking a break from my job search, and I saw the photo of Miley online, and I thought it was funny, and I was going to send it to a friend, but instead I dragged it onto my desktop, and it landed on my file, my resume. Then I sent that resume with Miley Cyrus next to a horse to the four companies I really want to hire me out of college. She says, I started crying when I realized, because who would hire someone that's obsessed with Miley Cyrus and puts her picture on their resume? She says she since fixed the mistake. There's no way to resubmit, so she's fixed it going forward. But she says, I haven't heard back from any of the four jobs I wanted, and I don't expect to. And the worst part is, she says, I'm not even a Miley fan. She just thought the picture was fun. Miley, oh, next to a horse. Oh. It is a cute picture. And it is Kid Miley in, what's that? You know the red and white checkerboard that they have at restaurants for the tablecloth?
Yeah.
Miley's wearing overalls with a tablecloth-looking shirt and a horse face in the
check
photo.
Shirt. Oh, that's,
cute.
Oh, it's very cute. That is actually a very cute shirt.
There you go.
Yeah. She's
not getting you hired,
Miley.
Though. Weird.
No, definitely.
How about a fast fact?
Okay.
Fast. Canada, New Zealand, and Australia.
Australia.
Down there. Have removed their 1 cent piece from circulation. And they say here, maybe the U.S. should do it too. A penny costs three times that to make it.
Yeah, I'm going to say, yeah, we should get rid of that. I've thought about that for a really long time. There are people who do penny drives, though, that get mad when you talk about this. They're like, people throw away their pennies, so we want them.
My apologies to the penny drive people. I had no idea.
Yeah, I've never participated in a penny drive, and I hate pennies. I won't even put them in my change purse.
Except you'll pick one up, and you'll also put one in your shoe. You liar.
That is true. Yeah.
So you won't put it in your purse, but you'll put it in your shoe and walk around with it forever.
No. It falls out at some point, and then I don't think about it anymore. I use up all the luck that's in it. True. I guess will it be like a lucky nickel now? It won't be a lucky. Nobody's using coins anymore. Like, coins are just a pain in the ass. And lugging them around. Like, I remember having to have a coin purse. Even now, I'm like, I wish I could just throw quarters in there, but I don't have any of those, so I'm going to use credit card.
The other day ago, I was cleaning my van up, so Sandy, who's visiting. Hi, Sandy.
Hey, Sandy.
Sandy's visiting, and I was cleaning the van up, which is filled with sand, because that's the ride I take to go surfing.
Sandy, got it. Yeah.
And those two things are strangely connected, but not. It's not part of the
story. You love all things Sandy.
Well, I guess. But I go to the gas station, and I'm like, hi, I'd like to get quarters for your vacuum. And he goes, ching. And I don't have any quarters. And I'm like, you don't have any change. And he goes, wait, hold on. He starts digging in his own pockets, and he's able to give me change out of his own pocket for the vacuum cleaner, but doesn't have any as the store. They don't use cash at stores anymore.
Yeah.
He's like, everyone pays with a card. Boop.
Everyone pays with a card. Or their phone.
Boop. To fill their change machine. Never. Right. He's like, I don't even. He just happened to have it, luckily, in his own pocket.
Thank goodness.
Oh, man.
He's so lucky. It's time to play a game. How big is that place? All you have to
how
do
big
is
that place?
Nah, okay. It's just which country's bigger. Just sounded funny if I say how big is that place. How big is that place? All right, here we go. This is between Vinny and Bryn. All you have to tell me, and you just
Bryn knows the answers.
No, he only knows, and you know the answer to the first one too. He doesn't know any of the other answers.
All right.
Which of these is bigger, Russia or Canada?
Russia. Do I get to go first?
You both go at the same time. Okay. Just yell it out.
Canada.
Okay. No, it's Russia.
Well, I was going for the win, though. I mean, I can't just say Russia. Then we're tied. All right, okay. Go.
All right. So that was sort of the gimme, I thought. All right, here's the next question.
Don't thought me.
Okay. Which of these is a bigger country? And I'm talking land area, not more people, not anything else.
It's, I see.
Which one by square miles, which is bigger?
Got
the
it.
United States or Canada?
Canada.
No, the United States.
It's Canada.
God.
Vinny, just guess. Just guess the thing you want to guess. Don't go opposite. Bryn, let him answer one first.
No. Okay. You don't let me do anything.
All right.
Which is bigger? The United States, America, or China?
China.
Well, I mean, the United States.
The United States is the correct answer. Believe it or not, we are bigger.
Hang it up, everybody!
Which is bigger? The United States or Australia?
Australia.
The United States.
Is bigger. The United States.
Oh, man.
Which of these is bigger?
In your face.
Which of these is bigger? Australia. Or Brazil?
Brazil. I'm going to go Brazil.
Australia!
Since I don't think it is.
The answer is Brazil.
Oh,
believe it or not, Brazil is bigger than the entire continent of Australia.
Oof.
Which is bigger?
One. Oh, yeah.
Australia or India?
Oh, it's got to be India, right? Come on. India. I'm going India.
Australia, mate.
Australia is the correct answer.
Oh, it's because so many people. It's just confusing.
Yeah, what? Yeah. There are a lot of people in India, but not that big.
Right.
Well, yeah. Not as big as Australia, anyway. I was actually blown away to hear that Australia, that entire gigantic Australia, is smaller than the U.S. I thought, whoa.
Yeah.
All right, here's one. They're getting a little harder now.
Uh-oh.
Which of these is bigger? Mexico or Greenland?
Oh.
Easy.
All right, you go.
Mexico.
Man. Greenland.
Greenland is the correct answer.
God damn it.
Greenland is bigger. And finally, this one's for you, Vinny, because you're probably the only one who's heard of at least one of these.
Oh, no.
Which is bigger? The Maldives or Liechtenstein?
Come on, you can't say Liechtenstein. Where the hell is that?
I'm not saying anything until until you guys have picked.
It's jammed in there with the Bictactus stands and the other stands.
Oh, okay.
It's in there. Liechtenstein.
Okay.
Wait, what's the question? Oh, the Maldives.
Liechtenstein.
The answer is the Maldives. And by a score of 4-4, you guys have tied it up. I kind of want to do a thing where you have to tell me, like, a...
Don't worry about it.
You know, here's the thing. So it's not with the stands. It's in between, like, Austria and Switzerland. It's a tiny little postage stamp country, Liechtenstein.
All right.
So because I feel like maybe one of you could say something really smart, and I could give you a quarter point, and you could win. Or should we just be like, you know what?
It's I like sandwiches.
I want a quarter
point. Oh, my God, I love sandwiches.
I want lobster. I want lobster sandwich.
Sorry, you're copying. By a score of 4-1/4, Vinny has won Friday.
Thank you for listening, everyone.
What fun. Remember, every other hour, and actually coming up at 10 o'clock, you're going to hear the new song from Taylor, Fortnite. It's Taylor and Post Malone. We're playing it every other hour, all weekend long. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the sunshine, and we'll see you back here on Monday.
Thank you.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.